I don't think I heard that conversation.
It's probably because you didn't hear it because your desk is cluttered.
I don't think it's cluttered. I think
at this rate, by episode 5, they're not even going to be able to see you.
That'd be fun.
That'd be like nice. Every episode, there's something new on your desk.
A fun little knick-knack here. Every day, I like it. I like knick-knacks.
Like you have a mini fridge. Like yeah, it's just right in front of you.
I have a tiny grill. I'm like flipping pancakes you're on it. Like it cuts to you and you're talking. Like, it cuts up to me and I'm doing.
What are you doing? You're like, I needed snacks.
That breakfast sandwich maker. It's like 4 layers of a press. It's like the egg and then the waffle and then the bacon.
Jesus.
I just have that whole thing.
Like, you're making like a 40
chef's hat.
Like a desk. 3D glasses.
Yeah.
Like, and you're looking at through one of those.
I've got one of those things. Giant, like, this, like, different dimension looking.
So like, what is going on over here?
Where did you get all this? I just like knickknacks and toys, man. It's cool.
Yeah, they opened up that new shop in Bernie. I can't stop.
I can't stop. It's
great.
I
can't stop. We don't even know if this is episode 1 or 2 yet.
Yeah, we'll see.
It's a toss-up.
There was a lot of fun things yesterday. I don't remember at all.
I don't
super
either.
Super great.
I don't remember leaving here.
No, I went. Did I cooked and then I went straight to bed.
I hazily remember eating lamb at some point.
Yeah,
with some mashed potatoes.
Yeah, I was like,
I don't know how I got there.
It wasn't great. I was half awake eating lamb, and I was like, okay, I have to go lay down.
Oh, I have to lay down. This lamb is so sleepy.
I had too much.
Speaking of lamb, what's going on behind you right now?
Well, my chair got an upgrade. I'm not a huge fan of leather, especially when I wear tiny shorts. My legs just stick to it. They get hot and sweaty.
Yeah,
so I need like a little divider area. So I ordered a sheepskin to put over my chair.
So you needed a divider between you
and
leather.
The leather.
And you settled with sheepskin.
Yeah, I should settled with sheepskin. It might sound hot, but it's nice and cool in here. It's just the skin on leather that really is too much for me. The fur is a nice divider. It keeps me nice and cool.
Never heard of fur being a divider that keeps someone cool.
Hey, it is. That's why real quick. I can't.
I'm going to wear a wetsuit to climb Mount Everest.
You could. A wetsuit? Is that what you said?
Yes.
I mean, it would work.
No, it would not.
It might.
It'd keep the pee in.
I mean, it's the same thing, same concept, I guess, when you dive super deep. It's very cold down there, but that warm water layer stays warm that's in there. So it might work.
You're just sweating in a wetsuit.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It freezes because the air temp would freeze
true,
you.
True.
So you might be extra cold. Like, what if it's the opposite? You're like, oh, a wetsuit might work. And then you realize like it doubles how cold you get.
No. The water just freezes that's inside of your suit. And then
you're stuck to ice.
Yeah, and then you just die. Yeah, true.
I have no desire to climb any mountain.
I like climbing mountains for sure.
Not
Everest. Everest, no. I'll never have an interest in it. Good luck, good job, but you're losing body parts doing it. So I'm not.
And for what?
I'm not
to
really cheering you on.
Tell somebody that you climbed Mount Everest?
Yeah, it seems like.
And then
awful.
Half the people wouldn't even believe you. They'd be
cool.
That. And then the other half of the people would be that knew that you did it would be tired of hearing you talk about it.
Oh, shut up. We get
here
it.
We go.
I lost 7 fingers climbing Mount Everest.
That was a waitress. We were ordering oysters, and you really worked in how you climbed Mount Everest.
Yeah.
Every Uber driver you ever have after that is
every Uber driver.
What?
Do you guys give a discount?
I only have 2 fingers because I climbed Mount Everest. What?
And the Uber driver.
What did you say back there?
I need gas.
I didn't even see your fingers.
How much money does it cost for your dumbass to go climb Mount Everest?
That's a lot.
It's not cheap.
It's expensive.
You have to hire like Sherpas.
Yeah, you stay at the base camp for so long.
Yeah, you have to hire like an expert guide. And
you
got to
have all
that
gear.
There's only like 10 of those.
No,
so it's you got to get on a schedule.
And
how much does it cost to wait on a schedule?
Probably a while. And it's like, you're like there for like a month, aren't you? You're like you're there for a long time.
Like you gotta get
acclimated. You gotta have all your breathing kits and shit.
And I mean,
that
it's not like base
camp's
probably not like fun. There's not like, hey, let's go to the pub at base camp. It's
no, you're in a tent in the snow.
Yeah,
and you're freezing.
That doesn't sound fun at all.
Okay, so here's something probably no one talks about is. You need a Sherpa to climb Mount Everest or any large mountain, and you go home and brag to people how you climbed Mount Everest once.
Yeah,
but the guy carrying like your backpack is like, "Yeah, this is my 12th time up.
I've done
or
this 80. 3 times.
Like
this
he
year.
Does it like 3 times a year.
Yeah,
or he does it 12 times a year. He's
he
like,
could,
oh, he's like, I'm booked, man.
I'm doing it once every month.
Oh, you climbed Mount Everest. Yay, everybody give a clap. Like, all right, let's get a clap. I got to get home so I can take a shower because I have to take up this other asshole.
Yeah, I got to be up here again next week.
I'm climbing Mount Everest again next week.
So annoying. Everybody keeps dying, and we can't get helicopters up here because that's too high. What? Yeah. Jesus.
I don't get it.
No.
I never will understand why.
All right. I mean,
it's an ego thing. I want to be able to tell people I did it, or I want to prove to myself that I did it. Like, who cares?
Or a very, for real,
you're not a mountain goat.
Mental issue. Like people who chase that runner's high kind of stuff. It's just like an extreme runner's high.
I want to prove to myself that I could breathe underwater. Like, you can't. Your body was not built for it.
It's not what you're supposed to do.
So, fucking why?
Yeah, just breathe normal air.
I don't like that kind of stuff.
No, yeah, that's too much for
water
me.
Water people, not into it.
Sea people, mermaids.
Yeah.
Scares me.
There's something up with that.
Yeah. Scares me. Mermaids scare the shit out of me.
Yeah, could you imagine?
Yeah.
If, like, they were really ugly. Like,
oh yeah, like how, like
imagine, like, there were mermaids, but they were not beautiful. Like, yeah, they
a lot of teeth. Yeah. A lot of teeth.
A lot of teeth.
Trying to kill you.
And, like,
you.
Really big,
yeah, fish
slimy
eyes.
Yeah,
they stink.
They keep, like,
they've got the mouth
blinking.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're just like.
There's no chance they're good looking. If you ever sat in a bathtub for more than 30 minutes, look at your fingertips.
Yeah.
Whole face.
They're all just, like, shriveled up.
Oh. And they've got that, like, sardine slime.
Oh. And pirates were fucking these things. They were losing their life to it because it was so cute to them.
I don't think, do we know that? Has it been recorded history?
No, I don't know.
I mean, speaking of sardines, I accidentally captured pickles last night.
Yeah.
And it rained.
Yeah.
So he had a stuck night in a cage on the exit where all the driveway water, because that's where the cage was, the trap. Was there trying to trap a path of least resistance for this evil bobcat?
Yeah.
Let's give some context on why there's a trap and what is pickles.
Oh, yeah. There's a bobcat.
Evil bobcat.
Yeah, there's a bobcat
it's an
here.
Evil bobcat.
Yeah, it's for sure evil. Bobcat on the property that just keeps mangling our tiny donkey. She's just really been through it. She's like a war vet at this point. She's
like two times.
Yeah, she's served twice. Oh, man. Yeah, she's got.
I was remembering the first attack.
Purple Heart
second
and everything.
One.
Yeah, dude. She survived Bobcat twice. So, yeah. Mid-sized Bobcat, you'd say. Something like that.
Yeah. Took a can of sardines.
Yeah.
Put it in a trap. Came out this morning, and it was a soaking wet Pickles.
And Pickles is our actual cat. It's a good cat. It's
sometimes
he gets out and explores, and he's out all night.
Yeah, well, this time he was stuck in the cage. Just eating the entire force of water draining out of the driveway.
Just crying, eating sardines.
He was a mess. He's like, but at least I got these sardines.
At least I got the sardines. Like, soaking wet.
He was so concerned when I showed up to the cage. Like, he was like, why? Why?
Did you guys do
why am I in a cage getting drowned? Sardines. Like, and he was mangled, like, just wet as shit. Like, he was like soaking
stinks.
Wet cat. Yeah, and then I just saw him in Grandma's room. He's all dried out, just like, oh.
Yeah, but he got a cold now. Well, good that Pickle survived.
I didn't reset the trap. The trap is closed. Now, someone's going to have to go get those sardines in there.
We're going to have to just bring the donkey out, I think, and tie her to, like, a tree.
To
and
a
just
trap.
Lay, like, in Gilly Six.
We're doing Jurassic Park
Yeah,
style.
We're doing Jurassic Park.
Steakhouse? Cause,
yeah, because that seems to be this bobcat's favorite taste is
donkey. Which
he
is
got,
weird.
He got a taste for it once that first attack.
I can't
attack,
believe
man.
The bobcat didn't like those sardines.
Yeah, dude. There's three traps with them. Right now?
Did you
the
check
property?
The other ones?
Yeah, I've checked it every day. And
make sure that no other cats are in there?
Yeah, nothing has happened to it at all. So, pretty confused about that. Maybe it's just, like, leery of us right now.
I wonder if there's, like, a show or something that we could call to get on. Like, to tell them that we're trying to trap a bobcat, too.
Yeah.
Like, maybe there's, like, a show, like, to trap a bobcat.
Like a Bobcat King?
You could,
yeah. The Bobcat King. Like, we never know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's people climbing Everest right now.
Yeah, there's probably people just keeping bobcats.
There's probably somebody so cold right now. And it's not like, all right, you know, I'm good. Let's, I mean, do you think the Sherpas, like, hope that you quit? He's like, oh, we can go back.
Oh, yeah, they're paid for the day.
Absolutely.
If you change your mind in the morning, they get a free day.
I like how they use dead people as markers. They're like, oh, we're almost at Old Green Boots.
Another mile to dipshit gym.
Yeah, literally. Yeah.
How many people die up there?
There's a lot. They said...
Because they don't bring them down.
No. That's their final tomb. They said that the mountain keeps getting taller because people are dying on it. they're like,
we're now at the summit, but now you have to climb up all the people.
What? It's just the last 30 feet is just bodies. But they're saying, like, after so many people die, like, you know, so much snow piles up on them, and then it just, like, adds, like, more feet. They're just like, Jesus.
God. So. All right, so the mountain has claimed over 300 climbers, and 200 of those are still on the mountain.
Yeah. Yeah, because they can't get helicopters up there or anything, and nobody,
who's, like... go ahead, put him in my backpack.
Yeah,
I'll carry him down.
I'll carry him down Everest. No. Yeah, right. Just toss him, put him on a sled, and slide him down.
Yeah.
Found here, average price to climb Everest as of 2022. Let's take guesses. What do you think it is?
I'm going to say at minimum $18,000.
Okay.
I'm going to say $35,000.
Median price of $46,000.
Damn!
Yeah, I knew it was pretty up there.
That's like four Kia Sorentos.
Yeah,
that's
a lot. This is yeah.
That's a pretty 100,000 mile.
You are obviously not a Kia customer. That's a Sorento and a half at best.
What? A Kia Sorento is like 11 grand, right?
No.
Oh,
you're thinking of like a Sophia or some old piece of shit. Okay. Sorento's a quality vehicle.
I haven't seen a Kia commercial in a long time.
They don't have to. They're doing so well.
I haven't watched TV in a long time. Normal TV commercials.
Yeah, when is the last time anybody here watched normal TV?
I don't even know. I didn't even know it existed.
I think I did on accident, waiting for a doctor's visit.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Like, that's about the only time you see cable.
Yeah.
Is it an airport or...
like a service station for like vehicles. I feel like I'm always watching something. Dentist's office, they've always got TV going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was just waiting for some kind of... like thing to help my body. I can't remember what it was, but yeah, that's the last time I watched TV too. Maybe like the hospital or something. Yeah, the hospital. That was it. That was the last time I watched cable.
At the hospital.
Yeah.
All right, so it's $40,000+ to climb Everest. Yeah. Pickles is no longer wet.
Yeah.
And you don't watch TV unless you're at the hospital.
That's true.
We've summed it up so far.
It's a few facts for sure.
And Caleb killed his chair with his bare hands.
Yeah. I just shook a sheep to death.
You shook a sheep to death? Just
picked it up and shook it.
Do you think that was...
humane?
Yeah, that was good for
the sheep. It was the most humane.
Oh, why? Because you bear hugged it and it was just lights out?
Yeah, you just give
turn
it
on the radio?
Give it a hug from behind. Like just a nice... you lay your head on it.
Why does that sheep? But that sheep fur like looks lavish,
nice, right?
Yeah, like somebody
they combed it up good. So it's a good sheepskin.
Oh, we've got pizza.
Now.
Pizza's coming soon.
A pizza's a form of pie.
It is
true.
Pizza it is. Pie. I mean, actually, yeah. Time for pie.
Pizza
that can
pie.
Have more meaning.
We could, yeah. We could have pizzas and pies on here sometimes.
I think we should definitely have pizza.
Yeah, we should. Well, next episode, we'll do pie. We'll
pie
sure
review?
We'll have a pie to start with. A little slice.
Everybody's just hand pieing it?
Yeah. That'll be the first few minutes of the episode. Us eating pie.
What I think is, you know, I'm leaving this weekend, but when I get back, we need to make our own movie trailer.
Yeah.
What genre are we going with?
Yeah.
So, not a movie trailer, but I want to remake the Beastie Boys music video. Hmm. You know which one I'm talking about? The Sabotage.
Yeah, where they're running through like the city and shit.
Yeah, they're just like 80s vice cops running through, jumping over cars,
flying
over, you know, fences and shit. Like that,
that sounds really kind of funny.
It'd be fun, yeah.
I mean, that would be pretty
definitely
fun.
I mean, that's that 80s action vibe.
80s
that's
action.
That's always so good.
You with a cowboy hat?
Yeah, because then you can get that synthesizer like we talked about and make the whole
like a real good 8-bit soundtrack.
Yeah.
In a world.
Yeah.
And then we get Texas Dave to voice over it.
Sure.
Yeah, because it'll sound like the old touch tone.
Yeah.
Like a like the movie man voice, but like a hint of Kiwi.
Yeah, you know, like you remember that logo that had the blue and then the meow?
Oh, yeah, it comes yeah, across the screen. Yeah.
Is that
called,
is that Touchstone?
I think so.
Touchstone Pictures?
I think, yeah. Meow. Yeah, yeah, it was. Yeah, it's like a half circle. That's yeah. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Like one of those 80 movies.
That'd be cool.
Like, opens up with some stock footage of, like, New York City. Like, and then you yeah. definitely know it's like not grainy. New York City.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing, yeah. is our entire movie trailer has to be within the gate. So okay. you can use all props that yeah. we have back here.
Okay. So we could, we could zoom in on buildings off in the distance. Yeah.
Or you've got like a picture of buildings.
Yeah, and just print out pictures of buildings. Yeah, we could do that.
No, I think the fake movie trailers are key.
Yeah, I like that a lot. There's just so many different ways we could take that.
Well, the action one, I mean, your yeah. character in the pudding video that we recently did, where everybody thinks you look like Rip.
Yeah, the cowboy.
Yeah. And you've got Jack hostage.
Yeah.
Begin.
Yeah. Yeah, we could a whole cowboy. Yeah, cowboy movie. Like, we could. We have endless options.
A cowboy here. Movie that doesn't have any horses in it, though?
Yeah, there's no horses.
Like, it's just. And there's nothing about cowboys. We're yeah. just dressed we're like just, them everywhere.
We just are
like,
cowboys.
Hey, did you get those measurements? And like,
misplaced
we're like,
cowboys.
Yeah. We're really surveyors.
Yeah. We had a like, new job.
The cop's like, hey, put on your reflective vest. And we're like, oh, but it doesn't look good with this cowboy
it
outfit.
Look good over my cowboy vest. What? What are you cowboys doing here anyways? We're surveyors now.
No, we're cowboysurveyors.com. Book us now.
Oh, that'd be
we need to start some new businesses.
Some more fake businesses.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I think that's a must. Because yeah, especially now that we're part of the Bernie Informed Citizens group mm-hmm. on Facebook,
oh.
that's where we need to start hosting these.
Really trick them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, hey, call now.
Like, we can make fake phone numbers and everything. Yeah,
yeah. Caleb will pressure test your fence. just you I hit just fences come. With a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, pass. Your fence actually scored a 7. And then they're like, that's all it is. It's they ruined. Get a piece of paper.
It's just a piece of paper that says 7 on it.
Look, huh? this fence is ruined.
Just hanging on your fence. Let the cops know. This doesn't help at all.
Hey, here's a card to my buddy that builds better fences. That's
if you want
it.
To score a 10.
Yeah, if you want to score a 10, call me back.
You just come back dressed differently. You go right back to your
truck.
Yeah,
they're calling, hey, I need somebody to fix my fence. You're like, I'll be right there. Yeah. And it's you with a wig.
You're there in the same truck. You just peel one magnet off and put the other one on. What?
Hi, I'm here to build you a fence that'll score a 10.
That doesn't even make sense. Like, what is this ranking?
Why did I get my fence tested to begin with? You called.
You got to get it up to code. Just keeps going. None of this makes sense. Hey, check it up with City Hall.
Yeah, here's their number.
It's you again.
Yeah, now you've got a hard hat.
Yeah.
And you have a clipboard. Here. You're like, hey, this doesn't look up to code.
What? Yeah, you write him a fine.
Yeah, he's been fined. He's like, now he has got to get a new fence built. He's fined. Like, you essentially ruined this person's day and possible life just by him calling you to test his fence.
Multiple things, yeah.
Pressure tester, fence pressure tester, Caleb Francis.
And then you just made like $1,000.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
I think we should try this.
Yeah. Just see what we can get away with.
Let's see if someone will hire us to come out so you can run your car through their fence.
Yeah. Didn't stop me. I could have plowed right through your house, killed everybody.
We're going to need to.
We need a level 10 fence.
Yeah, we're going to need to really get behind this. So what I'm thinking is some reinforced concrete angled behind the fence. You're doing this giant build project. Their whole yard is bullshit now.
It cuts into their yard so much. It's just like a 3-foot thick concrete wall on the perimeter.
Yeah, they just have like this much grass.
Yeah,
like the
I'm
dog
safe.
Is just like standing in the only grass that there is. Like, fuck now you've got a level 10.
Now
like
this is
$84,000.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but you can sleep peacefully tonight.
No like, cars are plowing through this. Mack truck couldn't get through this. What? not even a highway here.
Then a plane just crashes onto his car. Like, oh, we're gonna have to build a pergola now. That's a level 10 pergola.
The 10 pergola
to keep you safe from the airplanes.
A level 10 garage is what you needed. Damn it! I should have got the package.
Look, how could we get people to call us, and we come out for appraisals that we end up getting kicked off the property for?
Coupons.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just put out coupons on all the stores on Main Street and Bernie.
It's like, hey, we'll be there for an appraisal.
Yeah. What kind of appraisal? It just says
it's like we're full.
A free appraisal. That's
free
appraisal.
It's free, but we're full right now.
Yeah.
How does October sound?
I guess. We'll be there.
Yeah. I've got a camera and you've got a clipboard. I just immediately show up, starts taking pictures. Like, oh, no, not this one. This is
I'm just like looking at the angles of houses, writing down numbers.
How could we really? Or what if we dressed up like elevator repairmen and showed up to places with elevators? Like, hey, we got to take a look at this elevator.
We need to check out your elevators.
Yeah. Yeah, could you show us where the electrical panel box is? could you show us where the emergency brake service system lever is? Like,
I have seen a lot of videos of that where people have tested that method about getting into anywhere if you're carrying a ladder.
Like a hard hat and a clipboard.
Yeah, if you have
the vest.
Yeah, if you have a vest, a radio, a ladder, helmet, and you can walk into pretty much anywhere, like in back doors of places, stuff like that. It was wild. I forgot who they were, but they went everywhere.
They just tested that.
Yeah, theory. They were places that like had gates that like had a guard in front of them and stuff. They were like waiting, and once cars were going through, they would just like start walking through, and the guard would just like look at them and be like, "All right,
they got a ladder and a vest.
They got a ladder, dude. He knows what he's doing.
Fucking electric drill.
Yeah, that should be in some Mission Impossible stuff. They could use that one.
That is, I mean, but it is like, no matter, even if you have a really secure place, like. Not everybody is ever told when maintenance is.
Yeah, coming. No, yeah, they never know. Like,
oh, Richard Kivas called, said AC's out on floor 3. I don't know Richard, but I'm going to pretend.
I don't know anything.
You're only as secure as your lowest paid employee.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, someone's just like, what?
Nah, okay.
Not today. Not now.
Yeah. Sadly, that's true. But
how can we get hired to do something that doesn't exist? That's the key.
We could come up with a legitimate sounding job, like close
and
enough.
Get somebody in Bernie to have us come out and take
and
a
do
look.
It. Yeah.
Yeah.
Just testing things.
Yeah.
I think the secret ingredient is crime. So if you want to be a fence inspector / repairman, you got to go knock down some fences. There's got to be a fence fucking up spree.
Oh. Yeah.
And then we're going to solve that problem.
Okay. Yeah.
Should we hire somebody to do that part, though? That way, if they happen to get caught, you know, they can't. It's not just, like, traced back.
Or we can just claim that it's on the rise.
Yeah.
That's part of our advertising approach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fence crime is on the rise.
People are
in
just
destroying
fences.
Texas. Every day, 6 fences go missing.
No. 6,000 feet of fences.
Go missing. Yeah. Fence theft is the number 14 type of theft in Kendall County.
And they just steal your entire fence?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're just...
Yeah.
We're briefing a problem that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Call us the Fence Protectors. Yeah. So what we're going to do is we got a bunch of these... Apple little AirTag things. We're going to put them on your fence and we're going to sync them to your phone. And if these leave your property, you know someone's stealing your fence.
Yeah. We just like electrify their fence.
That's a whole business right there. Just making like little hidden AirPod compartments for shit that doesn't need it.
True.
Yeah.
Like, for things that get stolen.
Like, hey,
you'll
know. Oh. Are you tired of going to work worrying about if your fence got stolen?
Yeah.
Like, no, I've never even thought about that. Well, you should.
Do you want to prevent water heater theft?
Yeah.
Damn.
We have installed a tracking device on your water heater to ensure nobody steals it. This is a brilliant business proposition here.
Just the security of knowing if any of your things get stolen, you can find it. That's a nice... I mean, that would be easy to sell.
Yeah, but even if you had armed guards... How would they know if someone was taking your water heater? they would think that it was just getting fixed.
Yeah.
Or disposed of.
Therefore, water heater theft could be a stream of revenue that we haven't even thought of. Yeah. Because if we just started showing up to places going, hey, we're here for the water heater, they're like, oh, yeah, go right in. They're like, wait, you're taking it? We're like, yeah, we told you we were here for the water heater.
Yeah. There is something in water heaters that's like, maybe it's the copper or something. Oh, yeah, isn't there like a copper coil like all the way through it? Yeah, I think that is actually an issue in places where it's like...
I don't think they steal water heaters. Maybe. I don't know.
In some sketchy towns, like towns that I grew up in, where like people just break in your house and rip all the wires out of your walls and stuff for the copper, they'll definitely steal a water heater.
Yeah, so it's the water heater element.
Yeah.
It's the part that actually heats the water.
Yeah.
And I think that's the next catalytic converter. Like, they're getting stolen
pretty much,
a lot.
Yeah.
It's on the rise.
We should tell people in Bernie that water heater theft is on the rise.
Mm.
But you hire us, the water heater protectors. All right, so here's what we did. We've ran a quarter-inch steel cable around your water heater and ran that to your bed.
Yeah.
So if your bed moves, you know your water heater's getting
stolen.
There's
a shotgun mounted to the wall above your water heater. And then there's a camera attached to the barrel. That camera lights up. Pull the string. The gun.
Yeah. Now,
kills whatever.
Because of the angle, it's going to destroy
the
water heater.
It's
going to
destroy the water heater, too. But
it's not going to be
thief
stolen.
Is dead. Yeah,
the justice has been served.
Been served. Yeah. That could be a good one, yeah. Just like different protection services. It's all just shotguns tied to string.
Or why don't we see if somebody in Bernie will hire us to protect their yard where it's just you and I sitting in the yard with lawn chairs and a cooler.
And a katana.
Yeah. Two dudes and two katanas.
Yeah.
And we'll make legit logos and business cards, and we'll do the pull tab thing.
Yeah.
Like, let us protect you while you're at home. With katanas.
And we're just walking around their property with katanas like all night long.
In our karate gis.
Making noises. And they're just like sound asleep and we're like practicing karate in the yards.
Let's see if we can get someone in Bernie to hire us to protect them while they're home.
Okay.
And we'll get two nice good lawn chairs and then we'll get a cooler and we'll get katanas. Okay, so we need to order some good katanas then.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that needs to be a selling point in our commercial.
Yeah.
These are real Hattori Hanzo katanas.
When we get there, we show them how sharp they are, too. We're like,
we have a demonstration.
Yeah, we're just us cutting stuff in their yard. And like, see if a burglar comes
Bring me your least favorite child. Let me show you how sharp this is.
Watch what we do to these
watermelons. You got any dogs around here you don't like? I want to show you how sharp this thing is.
Listen, I've taped 60 ketchup bottles together. Watch what I can do. They just make this huge mess in their driveway.
Just
ketchup and mustard.
Just like, watch it.
We filled this watermelon full of mustard.
And watch how easily to
bam!
Like represent a human head. What? Just a watermelon. We'll put a bunch of chicken bones in it. Mustard. This is basically a human head.
We've packed this watermelon full of chicken bones.
And mustard.
And mustard.
They're like, what?
Dude, I think we could get somebody in Bernie to let us protect them.
That's pretty funny.
Look, and then we'll make the video while we're there of us protecting them.
Yeah. Like, shit, we could, like, zoom in on them asleep through their bedroom window, and then it's just us, like, bowing outside.
Yeah. Like, but it's only during daylight hours.
Yeah. Oh, like,
That's it.
Night,
we don't do
we
any
can't see at night.
Yeah,
so,
after 6 or 7 p.m., like, we've got to get to Chili's because they've got 2-for-1s, and we really love their quesadillas.
They got that triple dipper. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, that sounds smart. That's just a regular day job.
So here's the steps. We need to make this commercial.
Okay.
Our new security service.
Mm-hmm.
We need a good name for it.
Do we want to be referred to as like ninjas or samurais?
I mean,
it
should have the word katana in
it.
Like katana safe.
Yeah.
You know, there's
something there.
There needs to be a good
protection
name for
agency.
This business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because then we're going to actually we're going to make this. We'll upload the ad to YouTube. We'll post that in Bernie Informed Citizens.
Yeah.
And then we'll wait until our schedule is booked.
We just have like a, go buy like a phone you can get at the gas station.
Yeah.
That phone number is what we
had. Yeah. Yeah.
Call us now.
Yeah. That's what a legitimate business needs is a burner phone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, with a local number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, I just want us to be in karate gi sitting in someone's yard.
Yeah,
that is katana. Paying us.
Just kind of like mean mugging
anybody
that walks by.
And we should be affordable about it, too. It's $9 per person an hour.
Yeah.
Plus an extra $3 per katana.
Yeah. Okay.
So that's $12 per person per hour. That's a lot of cooks.
You can get us, if you don't want the katanas, we'll just have karate hands.
Yeah. And we're allowed to sit, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we
that's
can rest.
That's the catch.
Yeah.
Yes, we absolutely are allowed to
sit. We have to be ready. So, like, we have to be rested.
So, I mean, I think this is the mission. Our mission is we need to get somebody in Bernie to hire us to do something.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
That way we can fuck it up.
Make flyers.
And make them really angry. Like, let us cook you dinner, but we didn't tell them we're like digging a hole in their front yard and burying a pig.
It's a backhoe. It just scoops one big scoop out of their yard. Throw the pig and a bunch of like burning pieces of wood in the mud.
Yeah, not even done right.
Like, what? Yeah, trust
you just
me.
Just fucked my yard
this
up.
This is how the Vikings used to do it. This is a Viking pig roast.
Yeah,
you convince them of
we
that.
We do need to cook a pig. They're We've never done it.
Yeah, that'd
Lechon
be real fun.
Is what it's called, I believe.
Okay.
Is that what that's called? What
are you, sure.
Cook a pig in the ground, Lechon. I think it's Filipino.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. How does that even work? Like, is that what you just do the coals?
Okay,
a bunch
so
of coals
yeah,
in the ground?
You dig a hole,
yeah.
You start the fire.
Okay.
Fire goes for a while.
Yeah.
Then you get the coals. Then you wrap the pig in foil and all your seasonings, and you put the pig on the coals. And I believe you have an air hole because you're blowing air in there.
Yeah.
And then you bury it. And it cooks for like 10 hours. Are you looking at it?
I'm looking for it. Like, there's different names based on the culture.
Something
like there's I'm just gonna say luau, like Polynesians.
Yeah. Luau. We need to try that.
That'd be fun.
Now
That'd
that we've got
time.
The tiki bar,
yeah,
like it's time.
Yeah, we could dig a good pig pit easy.
I mean, or you do the rotisserie pig, but we would need a big gear because they're heavy.
Yeah, are we trying to build this ourselves?
I don't know. Can you buy one that
rotates? Yeah, I think you can buy the pig things.
I don't think that's on Amazon Prime.
No. I did find somebody local probably that makes them. Or
pig rotisserie kit.
Amazon.com.
Look at that. Oh, it's on Prime. Free one-day delivery.
Tomorrow.
Like,
what?
Yeah, you're not wrong. And it's $190.
Oh, wow.
It's only 51 inches. Maybe a baby pig.
Hmm.
I don't know. 51 inches
that's
is over 4
big.
Feet.
It's like 5 feet. Yeah, that's a big pig. Yeah.
We need to do a pig roast.
Yeah. Let's do that soon.
And we need to film that so we could show how we did it.
Yeah.
If we did it right.
Yeah.
Or if it tastes like trash. And then we'll throw it in the pool.
Yeah. And just leave it.
Why would we?
Or just leave it in the pool.
It's just rotting in the pool.
Yeah, the whole pool is like just.
The dogs are in the damn pool.
Everybody's sick after it. Get rid of that damn pool pig. Stinking up
maybe
everything.
Maybe you didn't have that damn pool pig.
Oh, I don't want to clean it. Yeah, that's probably not the best way to get rid of it, I guess. We have so many bobcats. Like 20 bobcats here.
Just all in the pool.
Yeah, they're just like.
What is this? What did you start a bobcat sanctuary?
Fuck, yeah.
God damn it.
This is a new bobcat
sanctuary. Threw that fucking pig in the pool. Like, just, Caleb, get that fucking pig out of the pool.
I can't. There's too many bobcats.
Like,
we can't leave
like
the house.
Biting our heads.
Yeah. Like, we try to leave the house. There's just bobcats like waiting on the edge of
on
the
roof.
Waiting
just,
for us. Holy shit. There's
what
20...
did you do? Get that fucking pig out of the pool,
we
Caleb.
We can't. There's bobcats everywhere.
We're stuck.
We're trapped inside this mansion. That would become a whole new movie, Bobcat Mansion. You're just trapped in a mansion because there's 30 bobcats outside.
All patrolling outside.
Yeah, what the hell?
But you never see the bobcats. That's the trick. It's like you're told that they're there, but we've never seen them.
Yeah. Sometimes we think we hear them. That's enough. That's enough to keep us scared.
That sounds like a horrible movie.
Yeah, I'm not going outside if there's 30 bobcats. It sounds like a movie I'd like to watch, like one of those movies where you start really scrolling back through old movies that are bad, but they're like they're so bad. That
pretty much like anything on Peacock or like when you click the movie function on any streaming service other than Netflix, you're like, what are these?
What the fuck are these like, movies? I've never heard of
it. It's like there's 2012, but have you seen 2012 and a half? What?
No. There's... It's like different versions of Evil Dead.
Yeah. There's like they literally just take like the cover of a popular movie and tweak it just a little bit and give it a weirder title.
And most of them are like from the 80s. There's like, so there's many
like
of them.
Armageddon, and then there's like Armageddon's.
What Armageddon's back?
Space rock danger movie.
Yeah. Like, I mean, remember the year Armageddon came out? Like, didn't Deep Impact come out too? So it's like, wait.
Pretty similar, yeah.
It's the same thing.
We're seeing a lot of trouble here, huh? Earth is just not doing great.
That's where we were at. Yeah. There were two scripts.
Yeah.
For asteroids hitting the Earth, and an astronaut team had make to go them both. Up. One of them has Aerosmith in it, and it's a bunch of oil workers that are going on the. They're going to be astronauts. Like, could you imagine that pitch session? Check this out. I got a great idea for a movie. An asteroid's hitting the Earth, but instead of NASA, we got to send oil men.
What?
Like, why? Because he knew he knew that the president of MGM Studios that year, his brother was a roughneck. He was like, I know how to get my movie greenlit. Watch this.
Check this out.
And, you know, he knew that president of MGM had kind of a complex because he loved hanging out with his brother, but every time he brought his brother around, everybody would ask him what his brother does. He'd be like, I work on oil rigs. And they go, oh.
Boring.
Yeah, so one of the lower interns overheard, you know, had seen this happen a bunch where he was like, he wanted to hang out with his brother, but he's so embarrassed. He's like, I know how to get a movie made.
Yeah.
And he wrote the script, Armageddon, and he turned it in.
And there it is. Now his brother is the most popular guy.
Yeah, he's like, what do you do? Have you seen the movie Armageddon? I do that.
What?
You saved the world? Yeah. And then the studio exec, the head of MGM, like rejoiced, and everybody made money, and everybody won. That's the story of Armageddon.
I believe
the writer of Armageddon.
Yeah, I believe
that. I don't think a lot of people knew that one, though.
Yeah, I didn't either. I'm glad I know now.
I know.
Makes me have like a higher respect for oil rig workers.
Well, now that you know that they were all like, they do what they did in Armageddon.
Yeah, like they're better than NASA.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they just showed up and like passed all the tests.
Yeah.
Like those NASA guys didn't. The astronauts were like, they had to take the tests for years.
Yeah. They had to train. Like, yeah.
Yeah. These guys were like, oh, we have like 2 weeks. Oh, and we still did it. Oh, looks like your tests are fucking lame.
Like, these suck.
Wow, we still went to space and we're fine. We saved the Earth.
What?
Wow, all this school.
These oil rig workers, where do they come from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently, you don't have to be a physicist to go to space.
Okay. You could be an oil rig worker and go to space. School bus driver.
Has it taught us anything?
Yeah.
And you could take out a lot of loans before going to space.
Yeah. Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case you don't come
just
back.
Just in case.
You buy whatever you want. I'm that idea.
That is, I think we really need to drive that home.
Yeah.
Drive it home that in under 2 weeks, oil rig workers did what NASA people do. They proved it.
Yeah. That's pretty intense.
Yeah. They did all of it.
And they probably didn't stop drinking either.
Yeah.
What?
No,
they probably also did not
time.
Stop drinking.
No, they did not stop drinking. Yeah.
They were drinking
so
while
it's like,
on that.
Yeah.
What's the G's machine? What's it called?
The Gravitron.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, no. It's not the Gravitron.
This is the worst Gravitron. The not so fun Gravitron.
Speaking of Gravitrons.
Yeah. Man.
That's
your
and my favorite carnival ride.
That'll be so fun. One day we will have it. We're going to let the horses in.
Yeah. It's going to be, you and I are going to start the cooking show.
Mm-hmm, the sushi bar in the middle.
Yeah.
People are
yeah, we're
going to
do hibachi.
Yeah.
We're just first coiced oysters.
Yeah. I'm spraying sake just in a straight line, and it's just everybody just spinning their faces are into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds delicious.
It's going to be great.
Having a personally owned Gravitron. Now, do we wrap it? in our own decoration.
I mean, you could.
We could.
We could make it, like, you could make cool patterns on it, too, so when it starts spinning, it looks, you know, like it does a cool thing. Like an animation? Yeah, like it does, yeah. Like, those old-timey little spinners that when you spin it, just look like a guy was, like, dancing and stuff. You could put that on it and make it look like
some little scene going on. Or, like, we could start really weird challenges, like... You have to watch, you know, Saw 3 in the Gravitron upside down while drinking milk.
I think you die. I think you just die.
This is the Gravitron Saw 3 gallon of milk challenge. Welcome.
We got Guinness here. And the guy from Guinness World Records is like,
oh, will you guys stop calling me?
This is the last record.
Fucking record that you guys...
Weird. You can't just have records for weird shit. What? Are you kidding me?
No one's watching Saw 3 drinking milk. Why does he have so much milk?
God.
Why is it always milk with you two?
Like, all right, well.
Hey, once we're done over here, you got to go look at Caleb's portable milk.
Yeah, I got a new, listen, groundbreaking. If you're trying to drive a car and you love milk, I got the system for you.
You said it was 7.5 gallons.
It's a drum. It's
Why
a
do you need that
drum.
Much milk? And you said it wasn't drum. Refrigerated.
No, and you can't get it in. You have to have a driver. There's a pump system. It's a hand pump. You have to have a passenger in the front seat who's pumping the milk. It goes all the way to the back, then around to the corner, up into the driver's mouth. But it's hot, though. The milk is in the back. And it's such
yeah,
a,
because you routed the line around the brakes, so it's heating up.
The line goes
it's
down.
It's really hot
under,
milk.
So, yeah, so it comes splashing out, and you're trying to drive. And the milk hose is over to the side. There's a mount that where it comes right next to your ear and down to your face. So if they pump too quick, hot milk sprays right into your lap, all over your hands when you're driving. It's a mess. You will wreck.
And after a couple of days, it's going to stink.
And then it just becomes...
Stinking, like milk in a car is one of the worst smells.
But then it just becomes butter at that point. And
no,
you just have
it becomes stinky.
You just have 7 gallons of fresh butter in the bag.
No, it's not fresh. It's rotting.
And then you just put...
Have you ever smelled milk in the car that's been spilled?
Yeah.
Like, I remember that from my childhood of my friends that had... Milk spill in their cars, like, and you still smelled it, like, years later.
Yeah, I remember.
Oh, that was 5 years ago. We spilled a gallon of milk in the car. I'm like, oh, it smells so bad.
Still here. No, yeah, I've a lot of milk smells, I think, like, forever ingrained in my head. They just don't go away. No matter what you do, there's always, like, a lingering milk.
No.
You just got to get rid of it.
You know what I think you and I should aim to do this year, 2023?
Make our own milk.
A goal.
Okay.
If you will.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
I think we buy some sort of junk car and we have to drive towards a cliff and then jump out and let it go off the cliff.
How fast are we driving? We got to jump out of this car.
I don't know.
Jesus. What kind of goal is this?
Well, what if
we go to jump and our foot gets caught like on the seatbelt or something and then you die?
Yeah.
You go with the car.
What if you had a bunch of gallons of milk taped to you, so when you jumped out, it just, like, exploded?
They splash, and it kind of stops the... Yeah. That might work. It's like a milk safety vest.
You don't want to try and ditch a car over a cliff?
I don't know. That sounds pretty sketchy.
you get stuck in the seatbelt.
Yeah, I got to jump out in the seatbelt, stuck in my shoe. Ah! It just drags me off the
over
edge.
The cliff. Caleb! Ah! Are you okay?
And then I'm
Are you
just
okay?
Dead. I'm just dead.
Like, it'll buff out. Come on, shake it off.
Oh, this wasn't a good joke.
You want me to play Taylor Swift?
I'm just, like, down at the bottom, mangled.
Yeah, because your ankle was wrapped in the seatbelt.
Yeah.
So, like, you went over the cliff
with,
like,
the
hanging
car.
By your feet.
So I'm being drugged.
So you're, like, smacking on the underside of the car as it hits and, like...
It's flipping me everywhere.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your bones
I'm
are
dead.
Jello.
Yeah, I'm dead.
Yeah. Maybe that's not a good idea.
Yeah, maybe that's
maybe we should pick a different goal.
Yeah.
Do you have any better goals?
What if we build like a flying machine? Or a cat? Maybe we should build a catapult.
Yes. Now that's a good idea.
We've mentioned that like
we've
once.
Talked about the catapult
and
the trebuchet.
Yeah, trebuchet or catapult. I think that would be a lot of fun to build and just launch stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be a lot of
fun. If we could get a letter from the city to tell us to stop launching stuff.
Please stop launching stuff with your trebuchet.
We need to start a cease and desist collection.
Yeah, that is true. It could go right above Dave over there.
Can you get, like, if you get too many of those, will they, like, send police? No, because they're
all different.
Okay. Yeah, like, will they be like, all right, this is enough. The police are here now.
No. Because you gotta make them different. You can't just go after the same person and make the same person send you, like, 70 cease and desist.
Yeah, yeah.
So if, as long as you're going after, like...
different people.
Yeah, because it's just kind of like, stop it.
Stop.
Okay, sorry.
Yeah.
We didn't know.
Oh, okay. Whoops.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I mean, like, if we were to say, hey, if you come to Bernie, make sure you go to this store and draw, you know, milk in paint marker on their window. And then, like, these people are just like, why is everybody throwing milk on me? And then they realize that it's time for pie. Stop. Like, these guys keep,
yeah.
Like, I mean, we could put bounties out. That's hilarious.
A bounty. Like,
a bounty.
Wow.
Now, what I think we should do is I think we should put a bounty out for one of our friends. Saying, like, if you send us a video dumping milk on one of our friends, we will give you a prize. That's how we get a cease and desist from one of our friends.
Oh, God.
Who is it?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not gonna be in on this.
All right, so Caleb is nominated.
Yeah, I'm not gonna be in on this. Someone's gonna be angry.
Like, especially if they got like five in a day.
Yeah.
They can't take like three steps in public without getting milked.
They'd probably just shoot somebody. Somebody came after them with milk, they would just get shot.
Damn. Mm. We gotta think of a funny
bounty.
Yeah,
maybe like yeah, a bounty could be fun if it were a different thing. Not
maybe like don't attack the person. Like
yeah,
you,
yeah.
Bumper stickers or something. Like, got them.
Oh, yeah, ooh, that'd be fun. Like if we had our own sticker that we made. And
yeah,
the goal
says,
is
like,
to
tar and feather me, daddy.
Yeah, like yeah, just like a really ridiculous one. And the goal is to just, you order like a 10-pack of them and put them on a bunch of random cars.
Yeah.
It could be fun.
Yeah. And yeah. You send us the bounty.
Yeah.
And then we get the hate mail.
Yeah.
Why is this fucking sticker on my car?
Yeah, that could be funny. Yeah, we'll just have to come up with some good
stickers. We're going to have to come up with some real good stickers.
Yeah, that you put on people's cars.
Yeah. Honk
but,
if
but
you
but what
love
kind
pie.
Of car?
Yeah.
Like, is it only cars with, like, stupid personalized license plates?
I mean, it could be.
You got to target the car somehow, okay?
Yeah.
Just like, you know, your local Honda Civic.
Yeah. Hmm. It's like a just a specific... car or like a specific color, maybe
it's got to be something kind of icky, but kind of like where they're like, I don't want to leave that on there. Like, it's like cum addict, it's just got the silhouette of Caleb,
yeah,
dumping milk on him.
It's just like a silhouette of a dong, and then like somebody just underneath it.
Or what if we offered like full hood decals in our store, and if you sent us you putting the hood decal on someone else's hood, like,
it's
and
so
it's like
big.
Really fucked up,
it's like
shit.
A like, 2x2, yeah. Like 2 foot,
and it's like 30 bobcats, yeah. Like really
yeah.
Bad art,
yeah,
like
we drew,
like,
it, yeah,
yeah, like, oh, I don't want that on my car. What is this? What is this?
This is kind of cool, but like,
it's like a hood wrap.
This is not good.
Yeah, I can't go anywhere with this.
We get in trouble.
Yeah,
it's bobcats coming.
Yes. Everywhere.
It's just like 30 bobcats ejaculate,
like in a war.
Yeah, I heart bobcat come.
Just really what? Big like just on the hood.
Really huge heart, and then there's a bobcat that's jacking off. It's like a new mascot. He's like Jackie the Bobcat. It's just a bobcat that's addicted to masturbation.
And all his friends.
Yeah.
Oh, you're hanging out with Jackie the
Jackie
Bobcat.
The Bobcat.
That's
damn
our fucking
it.
Mascot for the show.
Jackie
the Bobcat.
It's just a Bobcat that's masturbating all the time.
Oh my God, we need to get this art done.
Yeah, call up Jay. We need this immediately.
I know.
Yeah.
We need Jackie.
Yeah, that sounds pretty fun.
Yeah, because
he's like a mean cat. He's not a friendly bobcat.
It's just a bobcat. He's like a mean
bobcat.
That's
he's just like got jacking.
Lube. He's just got a lube and fucking Kleenex. That's the logo. Like Show that his, way, it's like his, it's safe for work, so we don't have a giant bobcat dick all over this art. But like everybody knows, that's the time for five. That's the mascot. That's Jackie the bobcat. That bobcat won't stop jacking off.
This bobcat's so fucking horny and mean,
God, this
dude.
Fucking bobcat.
God, he's so scary. He never quits. As soon as he dumps his load, he starts jacking again.
God, and he brings a 30 of these fucking cats
Jackie
around.
Jackie the Bobcat.
We have the video of Jackie the Bobcat when I dressed up as that cat.
Yeah. Oh, it stinks. So stinky.
Yeah, that's the problem with Jackie, is it stinks.
It's in his fur.
And it's all over the damn pool because you left the fucking pig in the pool.
Mm-hmm. And that's what got him going.
Yeah.
It was the smell of pig.
That's what started this whole
Jackie's
thing.
All fucked up. That's it. That's a. I want a shirt of that. I want a shirt.
Just Jackie?
Just a cartoon looking but mean ass bobcat.
And he's lotion. Got the lotion and the Kleenex.
Kleenex and he's mean as shit. Just, he's like smiling like
Jackie and he has a TFP tattooed on his ear. Like. Because everybody knows that's the time for pot. That's Jackie.
Yeah.
You don't fuck with Jackie. Like, he will jerk off all of you, and it stinks.
He'll kill you and then jack off. He's really mean. What?
Why?
That's our new mascot. We just came up with it.
It's also our first shirt.
Yeah.
That is a really good shirt.
That should be a really good shirt. I would wear
and
the
Jack
hell out.
Jack Mandeville is going to be our model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jackie the Bobcat. Yeah. I like that a lot.
I really want the shirt now.
I do. I'd wear that shirt right now. Maybe if there's any way possible, we can have the shirts by next episode.
Well, we can get the art going.
We can all be wearing them
next episode. I think we could.
Yeah, I think we
it's
could.
Possible.
I think so.
We'll call the boys at Nine Line. Yeah, they like us.
Yeah. Hey, so we need this done.
Here's the art.
So here's the premise. He's a bobcat. He's horny.
Horny.
He's not nice.
Because then we do Jackie brand lube.
We just have our own
lube line.
You buy the shirt, and for an extra $4, you get Jackie's special lube. And it's just a little tube of lube.
And then we call all of our people in porn.
Yeah.
And we send them Jackie shirts and the lube.
Jackie the Bobcat. Yeah. He's Bobcat goo.
Bobcat goo. Yeah. Bobcatgoo.com. Can we buy this URL?
Probably. Damn. Yeah, that's going to be a really good shirt. Yeah.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah.
You saw it here, folks.
That's the shirt. That's the mascot.
That's our new mascot, Jackie the Bobcat.
Damn, I can't wait. I'm excited.
We had a website.
Yeah.
It's coming soon.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
Just like Jackie.
Coming soon.
Yeah, we got that the first time.
Yeah, like Jackie.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Time for pie.co will be live maybe by the time this airs.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Sweet.
But you will be seeing Jackie the Bobcat by the time this goes up.
I can't wait. I want a stuffed animal of him too at some point.
Oh, dude, we need a giant Jackie there. Just looking at us.
Could we request a Jackie be built at like a Build-A-Bear?
Oh, probably.
Yeah.
Damn.
We could get a Jackie mascot costume.
Oh, man. He's just, like, mean. He's got, like, some scars. Like, one of his eyes is white because he's been in, like, fights. And it's like...
He has a glass eye, and the pupil is a donkey.
Yeah. Oh, he's got, like...
Because he has a hunger for donkey.
He loves donkey blood.
He's got, like, that crusty stuff in his eyes that you see on House Cats, but it's cum.
Yeah, like, one of the ears is, like, a little bit bit. He's, like, all just, like, a mangy bobcat.
Oh, this is good.
I like him.
This is going to be good.
Yeah, I like Jackie.
Well, I promise everyone, by the time you see us again, we will probably have Jackie merchandise on.
I can't wait. Yeah.
And we will have solidified that a jacking off bobcat is our mascot.
Oh, that's the best. That's
we need to do a commercial mascot. With him.
We just have the full mascot outfit made. And he's there with his, I'm Jackie. I'll kill you. And then I'll fucking kill you.
He likes to run behind cars.
Yeah, he's just like behind dumpsters and stuff. Oh, Jackie.
That's the video we make. It's like he follows you.
Yeah.
And everywhere you look, he's hiding somewhere.
Like somewhere cat-like, too.
Yeah.
He's just in a tree, jacking off.
But looking real mean at you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's definitely got angry eyebrows. Damn.
Oh, well, yeah. As always, we apologize that you suffered through an hour of this.
I'm excited. I'm glad you got to. Yeah. We had a lot of good ideas today.
We did. Yeah. We're going to try and essentially piss everybody off in our town.
Mm-hmm. We might start a karate
security
katana
business.
And
we have a new mascot.
We got a new mascot. Yeah. Good few things.
I think this is it.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Well,
We'll see you next time, huh?
Make sure, you hit us up on Instagram at Time for Pie.
Follow us, yeah. Keep up with us. Watch the stories.
Let us know what your favorite part was.
Yeah, be on the lookout for Jackie.